I worked as a subcontractor for the security firm for a few years, meeting people and making contacts. While the money was good, I never really fit in with the corporate culture. Too much of a military old boys club. They respected my abilities, but I always had the feeling of being on the outside. I decided to do one last job, and then, once that was complete, I went looking for the old man. The old man is a kind of legend in the circles I ran in. He was a private fixer. No ties to any country, but he always had work, always paid, and never double-crossed you. I don't know how he managed to remain honorable in a business that is built on the backs of those whose virtues are available for purchase. Now we call him the old man, but he is not, in fact, old. I've been scouting this location for a while. I tracked him down to a bar in Boca Raton. The walls are covered in memorabilia, pictures of men and the occasional woman, arms across shoulders, grinning at the camera. Pictures of single men and women in exotic locales. This open-air bar is full of people, taking advantage of the misters and the two-for-one drink specials. Occasionally, if you sit here long enough, you'll see someone approach this man at his table. The people that do so all fit a type. Fit, toned. Most have a limp or favor a side. The weather is nice, then their shorts and t-shirts reveal scars. Men and women, people of all colors. They approach the table, stand 10 feet or so from it, in the man's light of sight. After a moment or two, the man waves them over. They approach, shake hands. Some will sit and have a drink. This is always done with a moment of hesitation. Those that don't drink go to the bar and sometimes take a picture from behind the bar with them. Always one of the group shots. The bartender will ring the bell and announce a free round of shots for the entire bar. In the mayhem, the person who grabbed the picture will slip away. The people who sit at the table will order a bottle. The man will pour a shot for each in a tumbler. They take the shot, then sit and talk in very low tones. Once the tumbler is empty, they make their way to the bar. They offer a photo to the bartender. The bartender will take the photo, put it in a frame, and place it on the wall. The person will then walk off. I've been coming to this bar for 6 months and have seen this happen 3 times. My sources say that this is the man, this old man, is the contact I've been looking for. I have other sources that say that the people on the wall disappear. So this old man, who's not old, this tall, plain, but attractive, overweight guy, reading and drinking at his table alone, some kind of assassin. Maybe he was at one time. All I know is that he's the man I've been looking for. I know that the man has seen me. I know that he's pegged me as either a regular or a person of interest. So I walked up to the man, made the decision to plunge in. I set a bottle of Macallan 12, aged 10 years in the bottle, set it down on the table, and look, I approach his table without waiting for him. The old man, the not old man, looks at the bottle. A slow smile appeared on his face. He looked at me, looked me right in the eyes, and said, "We're going to do amazing and profitable things, you and I." And that was the beginning of the relationship that led me to here.